Yesterday, we received 59,520 doses of AstraZeneca vaccine from France. The vaccination started with the three hospitals in Juba, that is Juba Teaching Hospital, Juba Military Hospital, and Juba Police Hospital. Yesterday, we were able to deliver out 2,640 doses to the three hospitals and 9,208 doses to locations outside Juba in South Sudan. This included Bor, Kwajok, Maban, Malakal, and Rubek. They have confirmed that they have received the doses we have given, that we have delivered to them. And today, we have also started distribution to five locations, 10,512 doses. And these are going to Pochala, Rumkona, Wau, Yei, and Yirol. So meaning from yesterday and today, a total of 24,360 doses have so far been distributed. And this is about 42% of the vaccines we have received have already gone out. And we are left with 35,160 doses to be distributed.
Let me come in now. Those ones are supposed to go to other states to be distributed?
Yes, to go across the country. So by 7th of September, distribution should have been completed.
Doctor, I would want to ask now, if someone is still going to take his first jab, is it accepted? And do we expect another consignment for them to take a second jab later?
We don't turn anybody out. Anybody comes, the policy is first come, first served. So if anybody is interested and has come to the site, that person will be given vaccination.
Okay. Whether the second one is going to come on time or not?
Well, we have series of vaccines coming. Now we have received AstraZeneca from France. We have another consignment of 60,000 doses to come from Sweden, but the date of arrival is not yet confirmed. And then we have Johnson & Johnson to arrive soon. So those who have not received AstraZeneca will be able to receive Johnson & Johnson, which is all a single dose.
So you said the distribution is supposed to be completed by 7, or 7 is when all in the states have to start vaccinating people?
By 7th of this month of September, all vaccines should have gone to the field, to the vaccination sites, and because the lifespan of this vaccine is up to 30th of this month, so we expect before the 30th of this month. So the actual vaccination started yesterday and is ongoing. Every location receiving vaccination is ready. They can just start and move on. Our projection is to complete vaccination in 2 weeks' time.
Yes. Do you have any record of the number that turned up in the three locations compiled?
I don't have the data right now, but I'm sure yesterday more than 1,000 individuals were vaccinated.
Thank you so much. If you have any addition, what message do you have for the entire country?
What I would like to tell the general public and listeners is that AstraZeneca vaccine is safe, and it also protects you against the other new variants that are coming up, like the Delta variant, about 92% effectiveness against the other new variants. So people should not be hesitant, but let them come. You come and get your vaccination. Vaccines are now available in the country, and nobody should be left out, especially those from 18 years and above. And then when they get vaccinated, you should still don't refrain from wearing face mask. You should put on your face mask, wash your hands with clean water and soap every time you touch an object. Also keep social distancing and physical distancing, and have hand sanitizers in your pockets to be used anytime you think your hands are not clean.
Okay, before I let you go, since the vaccination began, did you have any record of maybe people who have signs and symptoms that were managed in the country?
So far, there are no serious side effects that cause an alarm in the country, but other mild symptoms that are not of serious concern are like fever. Some people have fever. Some people have malaise, like body pain. Some people feel like sleepy, but it doesn't take long time, like a matter of hours, and then a few days, then it disappears. Some of the people felt some pain at the site of injection, but we have not gotten any reported cases of swollen sites which were vaccinated and it caused abscess. No, nothing like that. no serious issues like people are reporting of blood clotting. It's not reported in the country. There are no serious effects so far reported in the country. So as I said, AstraZeneca vaccine is a safe vaccine, and people should not be hesitant about it.